Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your source for tips and tricks that help you in the kitchen. I'm Kara Rota. Thanks to this episode's sponsor, GoDaddy. Put your website to work while you play. A website works 24/7, so no matter where you are or what you're doing, people can still find you online. Start building your website today at GoDaddy.com. It starts with a .com domain. Enter promo code COOK199 at checkout to get your .com for just $199. Some limitations apply. See website for details. This week, I'm sharing my top tips and tricks for packing lunches. Whether you're planning midday meals for kids during back-to-school season or trying to cut back on those $12 chopped salads by bringing lunch to work more often, it can definitely seem like a chore and a challenge. But there's hope for making packed lunches easier and more satisfying. So tip number one, this is probably the most important, so I'm sticking it right up front. Cook for leftovers. I know it seems really obvious, but it's the most cost-efficient and time-saving way to keep your diet nutritious and varied during the week. Cook when you have time. Make a pot of sauce on Sunday afternoon, stir-fry vegetables Monday after work, make some quick cooking rice or quinoa before bed. Then you can combine those elements during the week to make new meals for the next few days. And for kids who are less than enthused about eating the same thing for lunch that they had for dinner the night before, it's a perfect opportunity to practice the magic art of turning a meal into something else. There's this Calvin Trillin line I love that goes, "The most remarkable thing about my mother is that for 30 years she served the family nothing but leftovers. The original meal has never been found." So if you had grilled or roasted meat the night before, then just wrap cold slices of steak or pork or lamb in flour tortillas with julienne cucumbers and carrots. It goes really well with a thick dipping sauce on the side, maybe something peanut butter or tahini based. Or if dinner was a standard roast chicken and potatoes, then you could toss leftovers with barbecue or teriyaki sauce for a whole different flavor profile. There's lots of ways to trick yourself into feeling like you're not eating the same thing for meals on end. And tip number two is treat yourself. First of all, be realistic about what you'll eat. It might sound good to subsist on kidney beans and brown rice every day, but if you don't pack a variety of food that you really want, you'll end up relegating those containers to the back of the office fridge while you order some delicious pad thai from down the street. It's so much better to aim for packing lunch 2 or 3 days a week to start than to go cold turkey on your daily turkey BLT from the deli and then end up giving up altogether. It's really key to make your lunch appealing, even if it's just for you. Just as presentation matters in a restaurant, it matters in your lunchbox. And speaking of that lunchbox, make sure you find something that's sturdy and serves your needs. Do you have access to a fridge? Do your things get jostled during a crowded daily commute on public transportation? Take all of those real-world factors into account. Thermoses are great for keeping warm things warm, while a lunchbox with a built-in cold pack will help if your lunch needs to sit at room temperature. And lunch containers with different compartments for different foods, like a bento box or an Indian tiffin box, can be really useful to keep your lunch components organized. I want to take a break here to say thanks again to this episode's sponsor. Enjoy those last days of summer and put your website to work while you play. A website works 24/7, so no matter where you are or what you're doing, people can still find you online. Start building your website today at GoDaddy. It starts with a .com domain. Enter promo code COOK199 at checkout to get your .com for just $199. Some limitations apply. See website for details. That's promo code COOK199. Okay, tip number three, don't underestimate snacks. If you know you get hungry every day around 4 and head to the vending machine for a candy bar or chips, fill that gap with something cheaper and healthier. Fruit and vegetables are obvious choices, but they might need a little jazzing up to compete with a chocolate chip cookie. Try cutting vegetables into bite-sized strips or cubes and pack them with containers of homemade hummus or dip. You can make a really good, healthy, creamy yogurt dip by whisking together thick Greek yogurt, some minced herbs and fresh garlic, salt and pepper to taste, and a little squeeze of lemon juice. There's some really great containers. I know that OXO makes some, but I'm sure there are lots of other brands that are perfect for bringing dip to work in a packed lunch. Or you can just use the ones that salad dressing come in when you do order takeout and then save them for next time. For kids, or if you just want to show off to your coworkers, try cutting large bell peppers in quarters so you have 4 relatively flat sides, and then use a metal cookie cutter to cut shapes out of the pepper slices. This technique works really well with slices of cucumbers, too. It's also really fun to make your own trail mix. It'll be cheaper than buying the prepackaged stuff, and you can control what's in it rather than picking out all of the banana chips. I take a handful of some of my favorite cereals, some different types of raw unsalted nuts, and some dried fruit. Perfect for snacking on throughout the day, and it keeps well in your desk if you want to stock up for the week. And if you have kids who tend to eat things more if they've had a hand in putting them together, it's really fun to give them a few bowls of different things and let them assemble their own trail mix in a Ziploc bag. So there you have some of my favorite tips and tricks for making your own lunches. I hope that they're really helpful during back-to-school season and for work all year long. Join us next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.